Now, again, what we're discussing is specific brachos. Brachos, as we mentioned, on natural phenomenon. So we were discussing about thunder and lightning and earthquakes and shooting stars, hurricanes, all those type of things. So Mechaber says you make a bracha osa masav reishis. And if you want, you can make a kolchol grosso me'olei olam. So again, just review since it's been over Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah brings down that the custom is, the minhag is that on lightning, we say osa masav reishis, and on thunder, we say kolchol grosso me'olei olam. Again, as we'll see, that's if there's a gap in between, so you can make several brachas on each one. If you can't, they come very close together, so then you just make one bracha, osa masav reishis, or bedyeva kolchol grosso me'olei olam, and that would be fine. Now, a couple of things that we touched on a little bit, but not fully. Someone brought up on Thursday about, do you have to actually see the lightning bolt? So, in other words, when you make a bracha, osa masav reishis, see lightning. You have to actually see the bolt. Most of the time, we don't see the bolt. When you're inside, you see some flash, or you see something. So there are some poskim who say you have to see the bolt, but I saw over Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and Mincha Shlomo says that you don't. That the minhag is that even if you didn't see the lightning itself, ela gam al hargashas oro, in other words, you the light, flash of light, he says the custom is to make a bracha on lightning, and he says, And that's the proper thing to do. We see people do that. The other thing we brought down, we discussed, the Mishnah Berurah brings down all the way down. Oh, and then the second halakha that we learn base is, let's say, how often do you make this bracha? So the Mechaber said it has to be that if you have a storm and you made a bracha on thunder and lightning, as long as it's the same, the skies did not clear. It might not even be the same storm. As long as the skies did not clear, that bracha that you made originally on that thunder and that lightning would cover. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down Yerushalmi, he says, mashma from the Yerushalmi, that is specifically that day. In other words, if you were, let's say, Sunday, right? And it's Sunday and there was stormy and there's thunder and lightning. And then in the middle of the day, it cleared up completely. Cleared up completely, right? We saw that. No. And then another front came through, so then you make a new bracha. How about if it was stormy the whole day, the entire day, and then it never cleared up, and it didn't clear up the next, and then it's Monday already, and there's more thunder and lightning. So according to the Mechaber, it seems like you would not make a new bracha. Still the same storm, nothing cleared up. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yerushalmi, they says it's mashman from the Yerushalmi, that this is only specifically on that day, but once it's a different day, then you have to make a new bracha, even though the clouds did not clear. So now the question is, what's considered the same day? So again, I found that most modern day poskim, let's say Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, Rav Osner, say that as long as you didn't sleep, in other words, the day and the, in other words, even though let's say it rained hypothetically, it rained today, Sunday during the day, then you come home, you go home after Maariv, and it's already the next day. And it's thunder and lightning. So you think, according to the Yerushalmi, you make a new bracha, it's another day. So the answer is, we don't go by a halachic day, they say. We go by what we consider a day. We woke up in the morning, go to sleep at night, then tomorrow, in other words, even though there might have been thunder and lightning tonight, but hypothetically, so that would not be considered the next day, even though halachically it's the next day. It's the 28th of Sivan. Oh yeah, I want to mention, I don't know how I forgot about this, but tonight is the Rebbetzin's Yortzai Allah Shalom. So I wanted to dedicate the learning of Leilui Nishmasa. Pastor Braz HaRav, Moreno Rav, Yosef Chaim Avram, who's an incredible person. The paradigm, Eishes Chayil and Isha Tznuah, an amazing person. Who we all miss, who knew her. So that's that. Gimel. Hayosha Beis Akise. Someone was in the bathroom. Veshama kol ra'am ora barak, and there was thunder or there was lightning. So we all know you can't make a brach in the bathroom. Im yachol lotzeis, so if you could leave the bathroom, vilavarech, and make a bracha on the thunder or lightning, Tok kedei dibur. Here's the important line. Tok kedei dibur, within the amount it takes to speak. So we all know Tok kedei dibur is about 2-3 seconds. The amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha, Mori, and some people say Rabbi. Right? The amount of time it takes to say those words. Not too long. So in other words, if you could run out of the bathroom, again, in our case, it could be very, you're in the bathroom and you're brushing your teeth. Right? And then, you know, you hear thunder. You could run out of the bathroom. Right? Run out of the bathroom and make the bracha. So then you do that. So yatsa. So then as long as you said Tok kedei dibur, in other words, just a matter of seconds, Shalom Alecha, Mori, V'Rabbi, just 2-3 seconds. Then that's okay, v'imlav, but if it's going to take you longer than that, lo yatsa. You are not yotze. Now just a couple more ideas. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, this is the shir. Mikol zeh nishma de shir ha-bracha al ramim v'rakim hu davka kedei dibur. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is the amount of time. In other words, for any, you're not in the bathroom, right? You're outside. And there's a clap of thunder. There's a bolt of lightning. And I don't know, you're just not paying attention. So could you make the bracha amount? The answer is the amount of time you have is Tok kedei dibur. That amount of time. You have about maybe 2, 3, 4 seconds. Once it's past that, so then you can't make the bracha anymore. And that's what we learn out from this halakha. Now, just one other quick idea, which is also an important idea in general. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a halacha, we know this halacha, we've learned this before, that if you just go into a bathroom, even if you don't use the facilities, just go into the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands. Just going in. Just going in, you have to wash your hands. Because the hevel, rochra, whatever, so you have to wash your hands. So now the question is now, okay, so you're in the bathroom, you're brushing your teeth. Finish brushing your teeth, and right? So you're going to leave. You're going to run out of the bathroom, close the door, and make the bracha. Good, but I didn't wash my hands. So I have to wash my hands after leaving the bathroom, even if you didn't use the facilities. So Mishnah Berurah says, in this case, you could still make the bracha. You could still make the bracha, even though you didn't wash your hands. You could still say the bracha. And let's say you did, let's say another case. Let's say you used the facilities, you washed your hands, and boom, you run out of the bathroom. Yeah, but you have to make an Asher Yatzar. So Mishnah Berurah says, you make the bracha on the lightning, right? Because that's fleeting. That's going. That only has a Tok kedei dibur window. And you make that bracha, then you make the bracha Asher Yatzar. And then finally, he says, let's say your hands, you know, you have to wash your hands. If you touch something, can't make a bracha, can't learn. Scratch your head, you touch your shoes, you know, the various parts of your body. So let's say you don't know if your hands touch one of those things or not. So he said, the Mishnah Berurah says a rule that if you don't know whether you touch something or not, stam yadayim, just regular hands, they're ksheiros lebracha, to make a bracha that's okay. Again, to learn, to daven, you should wash your hands. But for a bracha, for example, like this case, it would be sufficient. Okay?